And then the lift arrives. It's actually a kind of a people carrier. And Jay gets out. His mammy brings him into the house. And he doesn't get annoyed or upset that I'm there. He kind of half ignores me and goes into his sensory room and starts talking to himself and playing with his, I suppose, the things in the sensory room. The day continues. And he has this fidget wall. So what's he doing, Rebecca?
So basically he's regulating now after school. So his special interest would be he likes to watch things move and he likes Peppa Pig. So he's actually scripting an episode from Peppa, even though it's probably unintelligible to others. Here he is now taking his iPad and he's probably going to put on an episode of Peppa, and that's probably why he's scripting.
We've contacted St. John's and also the guards to see what the situation is with that. And as we said, no issues with St. John's at all. Everybody says they're just absolutely brilliant. And Aoife, the principal there, a wonderful, wonderful person. Want to wish them the very best. They do amazing work. Amazing work. What do you think?
They are put into a drawer for a particular class. We have
write them out on a piece of paper or whatever and put them into the bag, and then the drawer is made.
In the bag, we double check the bag. The superintendent comes in from the Garda station, double checks that all the names that are going towards that class are in the bag, and then the drawer takes place. Not something I wish to do.
No.
It's certainly not something I signed up for when I entered into teaching 15 years ago, you know, that this or any of this would be the case.
The weather was dry but cold yesterday evening in Dungarvan when people gathered around 6 o'clock in front of the Bank of Ireland. I was asked to say a few words by Rebecca Meehan, and Rebecca is one of the parents campaigning for a place for her autistic child. Her son Jay was there with his dog and relations and family friends. And it was just amazing. Really, really was amazing to see the number of people that turned up.
The teachers are aware that this is a capacity issue and they're all backing it and they're behind it.
Yeah, and we said that last night, and you said it and we all said it, that we're all in this together and everybody's singing it off the same hymn sheet. All the mainstream politicians are saying, yeah, we want to try and get this sorted. We heard what the minister had to say in the Dáil and all that. The fact of the matter is, as of this morning, we still don't know where we're at. You still don't know where you're at.
Exactly. I mean, there's still so much uncertainty around this and we've no commitment towards the children. So that's going to be the next step. Like, we're going to keep pushing on.
And after the Oireachtas proceedings, Helen McEntee came and met you personally. Is that correct, Kevin?
That's correct, Amy. No, and she came up after the debate. We were just kind of, you know, making our way towards the door and down the stairs. And herself came up and Paul Murphy came up to see some other parents that were in the gallery as well. Now, I don't know, but I believe that would be kind of a rare thing for her to do. And in fairness to her, she did come up. We got a one-on-one. She wasn't trying to get away from us. You know, she listened to us and took her details. And, you know, she said she would she would do everything in her power to try and get this done.
When you hear of the parents and the stress they're under and having to go to the Oireachtas, and maybe some people within the department, again, maybe it's the wrong thing, a flippant thing for me to say, but maybe some people don't really understand the priorities and the needs of children with autism.
Yeah, look, I'm not for one minute saying to anybody I know how it feels like, but in another life I know how it feels like to have to go up to the Dáil, campaign for different things, and how draining that can be. And in addition to that, then they all have, you know, kids at home with additional needs. They have to get babysitters. This should not be happening. And politicians can use all the excuses they want. We're going to do it. You know, these are kids we're talking about. You know, over a period, you've been highlighting it. And this morning, it's just wrong. And, you know, politicians can make all the excuses they want. And there's always a solution to a problem if you want a solution.
And it's great to live in a democratic country when you can raise stuff on radio stations and it can be responded to by politicians. And one particular aspect is the issue of St. John's Special School in Dungarvan. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin, it was raised in the Dáil yesterday.
That's no consolation to Jay and the family involved there. But we will do everything we possibly can to get a place for that child for September of 2025, and indeed for all the children waiting. And that will be a very clear focus of the government, particularly in the special education area.
Yeah, now there are limited places, we know, and you can't just put in five or six children with special needs into a school when they don't have the space, and then they have to get the SNA people involved. And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, she had raised the issue in the Dáil.
The idea that any child is forced into a lottery for the chance of getting a school place is unthinkable, and yet it's happening. One mother, Jay Meehan from Waterford, is quoted today in the media saying it's like playing the Euro Millions for her child's future.
We've got some breaking news this morning, and it's a topic, as you know, we've been covering a lot. It's a topic that you've raised as well. It's not just a local issue, it's a national issue. But some breaking news in relation to locally in Waterford, school places, primary school places for children with autism. What can you tell us, please?
So the really positive news that I've received today is that there will be 11 new special classes sanctioned by the NCSE. So that's the National Council for Special Education for this coming school year 2025 to 2026.